This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Give it to Turner. Going to the right side at the five. Michael Tyler just got it.
Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle, caught, left, to the ground, welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
It's complete, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
When there's big NFL news, that usually means there's big fantasy news. And what a week it has been in the NFL, here in New England, and elsewhere. When you have a trade in the NFL that involves one player, like the Randy Moss trade between the Patriots and the Vikings does, it affects well more than just that one player from a fantasy point of view. And that's what we're here for on the Fantasy Lowdown every Thursday from 4 to 5 Eastern on Patriots.com radio. And specifically this Thursday, we have not one but two trades, actually. The Marshawn Lynch trade, very important, completely overshadowed, especially in these parts, by the Randy Moss trade. But those are two players whose trades have key fantasy implications for four teams and a half a dozen players or so on each of those teams. So it's all on the table this afternoon. My name is Brian Lowe, here with you every week on the Fantasy Lowdown through the NFL season, and I'm certainly very excited about what we have on the table for the next hour, because we want to hear from you. We want to get your emails, your questions on stardom, sit-em, all that for this coming week. But specifically, if you have questions involving the Moss trade, involving the Lynch trade, and the periphery guys, Favre, Brady, Forsett, Jackson, Welker, Berrien, the running games, the passing games in Buffalo and Seattle, the running games in Minnesota and New England. It's all out there with these trades. A lot to get to. Want to discuss those topics and more. A lot of quarterback issues once again around the NFL to talk about. Is Todd Collins a worthwhile fantasy quarterback in a week that you have a bye, or in the week that your starting quarterback has a bye? Kevin Cobb, Michael Vick. You know, what do you do? What do you do with these quarterback problems? These are all on the table, and we want to hear from you every time you have a question. So we have a few emails already. Why don't we start by just me getting my my thoughts out there on this trade and on the Moss trade and exactly how it's going to impact both teams fantasy-wise. For Randy Moss, I think this is massive. If you own Randy Moss, this is huge for your team. Here's why. When Brett Favre throws the football, it doesn't matter how many interceptions he throws by trying to force it into you. That doesn't really matter. He could throw five interceptions, as long as he keeps on throwing the ball in Randy Moss's direction. And if he does throw the ball in Randy Moss's direction, you know, whether they if they go incomplete a couple times, if they're intercepted a couple times, as long as he gets his catches, that's all that's going to matter. When the Vikings go to the Meadowlands on Monday night to face the Jets, I don't care if Darrell Revis is on the field, Antonio Cromartie, no cornerbacks, 15 cornerbacks, I don't care. Brett Favre is throwing the ball to Randy Moss that night 18 to 20 times. I'm telling you, it's going to be upwards of 20 targets Randy Moss is going to have Monday night. And even if he only makes 8 catches for 110 yards and 2 scores, the percentage of targets, the ratio of catches to targets, isn't as important for Randy Moss as it would be maybe for Brett Favre if he throws a lot of picks. This is going to be a huge game for Moss. The Vikings are going to want to show quickly that this is the spark they needed. Brett Favre is going to want to show that he has rejuvenation, and it's going to have positive implications for your team if Randy Moss is on your fantasy team. Now, for Brett Favre, this is more positive than negative. Don't get me wrong. This is more positive than negative. This is a good thing for Randy Moss owners. For Brett Favre owners. It is. He might end up throwing more interceptions, but he's going to have more yards, and he's going to have more touchdowns. And eventually, when Sidney Rice gets back and the Vikings offense sort of comes into its own when it comes to, you know, what they're going to be, how they're going to be changing with Randy Moss, I think it's going to be pretty good for a guy like Harvin. I think it's going to be pretty good for a guy like Rice. Bernard Berrien maybe is the guy that gets overshadowed. I happen to think Vasante Shenko, I've read a lot that it's going to be negative for Vasante Shenko. I happen to think it might be a positive for Vasante Shenko. Here's why. Think about the Patriots tight ends. Think about Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez has been wide open 4 to 6 times a game these first 4 games, and I think a big part of that is Randy Moss. Now, Vasante Shenko is maybe a different type of tight end than Aaron Hernandez, but I think Vasante Shenko is still going to get his share of looks in the red zone. Randy Moss is going to get his looks in the red zone, but even Brett Favre might not be crazy every time and force it into Moss if there are 3 defenders on him. I think Shenko could be a guy that gets open. So I think it's pretty good for him. I don't think it's as good for the Patriots offensive players. I really don't. I think they're going to have trouble, more trouble, getting open than they have. I think Wes Welker, hey, he's still going to get his passes thrown his way. He's still going to do pretty well with them, and he's still going to get open. But I think he's going to have trouble. I think he's going to have more trouble getting open. He himself has admitted that he is still not at 100% from his injury. And I think it might manifest itself a little bit in his ability to get open and how much room he has after the catch. I look for his numbers to maybe go down a little bit. The tight ends, Hernandez, Gronkowski, I don't think this helps them. I really don't. I don't think they're going to be as open as they've been. Tom Brady, listen, Tom Brady was never going to have another 2007 season. No one is. But Tom Brady's numbers in, say, 03, 04, 05, 06 before Moss, he was still a pretty good fantasy quarterback. I just don't know if he's going to be top 3 or 4 the rest of the year. He's going to be good. Don't trade Tom Brady. Don't bench Tom Brady. He's going to be good. But I don't know if he's going to have the same yardage numbers and the same touchdown numbers. He might have fewer interceptions, but he's not going to have the same yardage and touchdown numbers. So I think this most affects negatively the other Patriots offensive skill position players. I think it most positively affects Brett Favre and the offensive skill positions for the Vikings. You know, that's how I feel about that trade. Would love to hear your thoughts, and we're going to get to those emails very soon.
You know who I think's going to get a boost from this fantasy-wise?
You yourself, Kevin?
No.
Who?
I think Julian Edelman's going to become a factor, and he's going to become relevant again in this offense.
Julian Edelman, interesting guy. Here's the
Just
thing.
Just a hunch, B-Lo.
No. Well, here's the thing. There's a trickle-down effect. The Patriots traded Randy Moss and did not get another wide receiver in exchange. In fact, they filled the 53rd hole with Quinn Ojanaka.
Yep.
Which tells me that barring any other transactions in the next 9 days, and there could be, the next game, they will have their entire complement of offensive skill position players from last week minus Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trickle-down effect. Wes Welker is the number one receiver. He's not exactly an outside guy. He's more of a slot guy. So you almost look at Brandon Tate
yep.
as next on the depth chart. He is going to be 1A, 1B, however you want to put it. He's not their number one receiver, but he'll play more of that role that Randy Moss did. And he should be the guy that's going to get more looks his way, could be able to break free for a touchdown. And he's probably going to get more looks his way. But I think the jury's out on what Brandon Tate can bring to this team. The team is high on him, and I've seen some very good things out of him. But, you know, he's another guy who's benefited from having Randy Moss on the field. So I think it remains to be seen exactly how much of a positive impact Brandon Tate's going to have. But you mentioned it, Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman now, you got to figure is their third receiver.
Have to.
The third receiver in this offense might be able to make an impact. Mm. A fantasy impact right now, I don't see it.
We'll see.
I don't see it right now. Taylor Price, who's been inactive the first 4 games
addressed.
Of his career,
yeah.
He looks like he'll probably be active.
Yeah.
You also got Matthew Slater. I don't see Edelman, Slater, or Price being a fantasy impact guy right now. But there's a trickle-down effect there, and you can't be surprised if going forward there's going to be an impact for those guys.
See, my theory on this is the reason I brought up Edelman in the first place, Brian, is that I think that without Moss, this offense is going to revert back to what it was before Randy got here, which is a lot of those extended handoff wide receiver screens.
Yep.
We've already seen a few to Hernandez, and he's a tight end.
Oh, yeah.
I think just a hunch, just a prediction going forward here, that we're going to see a lot more intermediate to behind the line of scrimmage throws for Brady, out on the wings to Edelman, guys like Welker and Hernandez, which we've already seen. That's just a hunch.
I agree with you. I really agree with you. But there's the question to me is, from a fantasy football point of view, those aren't the plays you're looking for.
No.
The points per reception, great.
Yeah, if you get them.
But I think running those plays, I mean, I think that's going to be a good methodology for this offense.
Yeah.
I think this offense, I'm not sold on the fact that this offense is going to be better without Randy Moss. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah.
You've got Tom Brady.
I don't think you can make a fair – I don't think – if you have a rational bone in your body, I don't think you can say it's better without Randy Moss.
Correct.
I don't think you can.
I'm willing to see it play out. I trust the instincts that Bill Belichick has on getting rid of Randy Moss is going to be addition by subtraction. Clearly, that's what it is. But I think we're going to see this being more of a run of a ground attack. I think they're going to try to rely on the run more. Now, that being said, you know, you look at their running back depth chart right now, especially with Fred Taylor being injured. It's
didn't
average.
Practice again today, it, or wasn't present for the media portion.
Exactly. I don't think there's going to be an injury report today being the bye week.
Nope.
So you got a lot of question marks here as far as how the Patriots are going to run their offense. Will it change philosophically? Will they be more of a ground attack? And maybe this is going to be a benefit to Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Fred Taylor, if and when he's back. Because I think they can run the ball. I think they've run the ball pretty well.
I was just about to get to the law firm statement.
The law firm, yep.
You were on the same show, obviously, because it's your show, but preaching to the choir to go get Ben Jarvis Green Ellis once this Fred Taylor thing started to become a nagging problem. And for those of you out there that were lucky enough to get your hands on him, not only did he have a great game for you last week, but I think his value just went up with this trade.
Yeah, the Patriots running, the running backs, sure, no question about it. Because I think the prevailing theme, the prevailing thought is that the Patriots' philosophy will shift more toward a running game. Now, I don't think they've... I never thought they were going to abandon the run with Randy Moss, but I think it's going to be more of a running attack. It's going to be fascinating to see how this offense works. And then, like we've talked about with the Vikings, Favre's value goes up, Moss's value goes up. I think Harvin's value goes up. I think Shanko's probably stays the same. I don't think it goes down, though. And then Berrien is probably the guy, just like I said, the trickle-down effect for the Patriots. There's a trickle-down effect there. He's going to be the one who may be overlooked now as far as targets.
And from a fantasy standpoint, Adrian Peterson's had a pretty solid – I mean, he hasn't had an awful year, but he hasn't had a great year. It's been a pretty solid year in terms of his standard, the standard that he's created. But I think even a guy like him is going to benefit from Moss because the Vikings' offense has struggled to move the ball, and it's mainly been through the air.
Yeah.
Partly because Brett Favre's really had no one to throw to. Berrien's
right.
been a disappointment.
Yep.
Shanko's pretty much has been his only reliable target. So now that you add Moss and then maybe a healthy Sidney Rice, maybe let's say Harvin gets healthy, you know, recovers from this concussion syndrome, now you're looking at a pretty scary offense.
And just Brett Favre getting rejuvenated this week I think is going to be big. Anyways, we want to get to your emails. We'll break down the Marshawn Lynch trade in a little bit. Let's just start getting to some emails, and I first want to acknowledge Jeremy. Jeremy, who emails every week, and I hope to get an email from him today if he hasn't yet already gotten into the inbox. I don't see it with a fantasy question. But Jeremy was our lunch benefactor today. Jeremy bought lunch for the PFW crew and included me. Always enjoy getting emails from Jeremy and like it helping him on the fantasy lowdown. And now that he bought me a delicious pizza from CBS Scene, I will give him the extra info that only can be heard here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Okay, everybody will be able to hear it, but it'll be intended for Jeremy. So, Jeremy, thank you very much. Want to publicly acknowledge that and hope to hear from you. Let's get to the emails here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Webradio at Patriots.com. Also call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. But if you've been listening to the show over the last 3 years, you know we are email-driven. And we start out today with Todd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Below, here we go. Pick two running backs. He's got Frank Gore, Steven Jackson, Ahmad Bradshaw. Frank Gore, no question about it. Gore hosting Philadelphia this week. Philadelphia, a poor run defense, 27th ranked in the league. Gore is your no-brainer, Todd. Then between Steven Jackson and Ahmad Bradshaw, listen, all things being equal, it's Steven Jackson. Playing against Detroit, another poor run defense. And then Ahmad Bradshaw for New York. New York's got the Houston Texans, another they're bad defense, but a pretty good run defense this year. I think if all things are equal from an injury standpoint, you're going Gore and Jackson, and you're going to take your chances and be happy about it. The thing about Jackson, he's got his groin injury, and he did practice reportedly more Thursday than he has the last couple of weeks. It looks like he's going to get his share of touches this week, and going against the Lions, you should be good to go. Bradshaw dealing with an injury, too. His injury is an ankle. So, listen, you're going Gore, you're going Jackson, unless any news comes out over the next couple days involving Jackson's injury. pick three wide receivers. He's got the Eagles duo of Jeremy Maclin and DeSean Jackson. Then he's got Malcolm Floyd and Mike Thomas. And he says Jags wide receiver beginning to replace Sims Walker as the number one in his opinion. You know, you got Philly going against San Fran's defense. San Fran clearly reeling. The only thing is with Kevin Cobb, who's definitely a question mark at quarterback, do you want to put all your eggs in that Philadelphia Eagles basket for this week with Maclin and DeSean Jackson? It's a tough question right there. And then the question is, if you only want to go with one of them, you know, which of the two do you do? I mean, Macklin's been banged up a little bit with his back injury. I think you got to go DeSean Jackson. I don't know if I'd want to go with both Eagles guys this week. Malcolm Floyd is a good guy to have. He's a good bet for San Diego going against Oakland. I'd definitely go with Malcolm Floyd. Thomas, you know, kind of disappointed in that Jacksonville offense, although they picked it up a little bit last week. I would probably lean toward going DeSean Jackson, Malcolm Floyd, Mike Thomas, just because I'd just be so hesitant to go with Maclin and DeSean Jackson this week on the road with Kevin Cobb throwing the ball. I think Cobb is okay, but I'm just not sure about it right now. So that's your question right there. Do you want to go all in on the Eagles or not? I say Jackson and Floyd are your definites, and then this is up to you philosophically. If you want to go hit or miss on one team, go Maclin. If not, go Thomas. I don't think it's a terrible matchup for Jacksonville. Going against Buffalo, you might be all right there. Now, this next question, should I drop Tim Hightower for Fred Jackson? Listen, yeah, I think you do. I think right now, Fred Jackson is the number one weapon, really the number one running back for the Bills, and maybe their number one offensive weapon as long as Ryan Fitzgerald is the quarterback there. I'm surprised they haven't gotten C.J. Spiller going more yet. I do think we're going to see more of C.J. Spiller. It was crowded when Marshawn Lynch was there, too, but right now I think Fred Jackson is a go-to guy. I think you get Fred Jackson, and you're going to be fine. I think he's a guy you want to start this week against Jacksonville, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes for 100 yards and has a pretty good game. And then one other question for Todd on another team. I have San Francisco defense, which has been up and down this year. Kansas City is available. Are they for real? Not wild about either one of them. Is Kansas City for real? They might be okay, but they're not going to be for real this week. You know, they've got an Indy team that's 2-2, is probably pretty pissed off right now, and needs a win going on the road to Kansas City. I believe that's on the road, isn't it? Is it on the road? I better check on that one. No, they're home against Kansas City. Yeah, I don't like Kansas City this week. Not a huge fan of San Francisco this week either, and I don't have their full schedules going forward, but I'd probably stick with San Francisco if only because, listen, they should have a better defense. They play in a weaker division. They've got some division games over the course of the schedule against some shaky teams. Trust me, San Francisco is pretty shaky, but if you're asking me, do I go San Francisco or Kansas City, I'm sticking with San Francisco, Todd. Thank you for the emails. Excellent questions, as always, from Todd. Next one. This is Cormac in Ireland. Cormac. He says, Brian, listen, hey, I read this just a few minutes ago, but Cormac says, Brian, I was very disappointed you didn't get to my email last week, but here's a chance to redeem yourself with some more stellar advice. Cormac, I'm very sorry. I take pride in making sure I get to every email. It must have gotten lost in the shuffle, which very disappointed to tell you that. I'm sorry about that. Hope you were still able to win somehow. Anyways, I'm in a 12-team league. Standard scoring. Rivers and Cobb at quarterback. Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, Bradshaw, and Marshawn Lynch at running back. Moss, Maclin, Crabtree, Harvin at wide receiver. Keller at tight end. And he says there's a decent waiver wire pick. There are decent waiver wire pickups available, like Ricky Williams, Fred Jackson, Tampa's Mike Williams. So I feel I could trade some of my depth to upgrade my wide receiver 2 position. Do you think I should? For example, if I traded Bradshaw, Maclin, and Crabtree and managed to get one of the top 5 wide receivers like Roddy White, Wayne, Andre Johnson, Miles Austin, then I could refill those vacant spots with the 3 players I mentioned available on waivers. Or should I just not make any moves at this stage? Also, I grabbed Cobb as he was sitting there on waivers. I don't normally keep 2 QBs. Should I drop him for one of those pickups, trade him, or keep him until after the buys? Thanks, Brian. Let's start with the last question there. I think it is good business to keep 2 quarterbacks on your roster. In your case, Rivers and Cobb, not bad. I'd stick with Cobb. And here's why. If Cobb has a big game this week, Andy Reid has been going back and forth. He's had injuries on both guys to deal with, Cobb and Vic, but one week he says one thing, the next week he says something else. I'd keep Cobb through this week. I'd take the chance on keeping him. If he has a big game and Reed decides, well, you know what, Vic isn't healthy yet, I'm going to stick with Cobb, then you're golden. You keep Cobb, you maybe trade him, someone else might need him big time. I'd keep him right now, I wouldn't drop him. Now, as to your other questions, I think you got very good depth at both running back and wide receiver. And your question about do you trade, trade a running back for a wideout? Yeah, if you can get a White, a Wayne, an Andre Johnson, a Miles Austin, and you give up someone like Marshawn Lynch, Bradshaw, Jamal Charles in a deal, even Arian Foster, not a bad idea. Fred Jackson would be, in my opinion, a pretty good pickup. He's done well when he's had opportunities the last couple of years, and he's got a golden opportunity now. This will be his first game coming up this week without Marshawn Lynch on the team, of course, other than when Marshawn Lynch was suspended. I would definitely be aggressive in trying to get a Roddy White or a Reggie Wayne or an Andre Johnson. Those are guys who are consistent because they're top-flight wide receivers with top-flight quarterbacks throwing them the ball in pretty good offenses. You get a guy like that, go for it. Running backs, like you said, every week, there's going to be injuries. There's going to be guys available on the waiver wire. Running back, you'll be able to replenish. And honestly, really, of any of your four running backs, Foster, Charles, Bradshaw, Lynch, I'd trade any of them, actually, for one of those top-end wide receivers. Tougher to find a top-end wideout. And if you can get Moss and another guy like Miles Austin or Roddy White, and that means Macklin's your third guy, Harvin and Crabtree are your fourth and fifth guys, and you can replenish at running back, I say go for it, Cormac. Excellent questions there, Cormac. Good luck to you, and sorry I didn't get to that email last week. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. You can call as well on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. We still got a lot to get to. Still getting to more of your emails. We'll break down that Marshawn Lynch trade and definitely more to talk about with the Randy Moss trade as well here on the Fantasy Lowdown.
Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines, Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right, you can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Who will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Brats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
And it may be stupid, but I'm going to make my little... I'm not afraid to go out on my limb.
Now, when you say something like that to the PFW guys, they must just have a field day.
Oh, yeah, they have a field day.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think Moss is going to have a very good game. I think Vontae Davis is going to dominate.
Interesting.
I would almost, if I was a fantasy owner, I would almost think about going another route. That far.
Benching Moss.
That far is how... And we'll see how that actually holds up. I may...
Well, the powers of a producer can just sit here at all hours of the day and night. I know you're here all the hours of the day and night anyways, Kevin. We've heard that before. Sure you are. And you can produce something like that. But listen, hey, you backed it up. You know, a couple weeks ago, Lindsay Petrucci was in here. She was able to crow. And now you can too. And, hey, you know what? You've got the proof. You said it. Randy Moss would not have a big game, would not have a big fantasy day against Miami. And you were right. Little did we know that that would be his final act as a Patriot. But the bottom line is you were right there. And smart, very smart on your part.
A big week for you and I in our work league. I think we both got our first outright wins this week.
I got my first win. That's right.
I did too.
My first win.
So we're in the win column together.
We're in the win column. I think there's only one more guy without a win. It's the one that I beat. So maybe I should have an asterisk in my win because I beat the other.
And to be fair, you have a tie too. So
I do have a tie.
You don't
so
have
I'm
as many losses.
1-2-1. Correct.
I'm 1-3. So we're both not exactly lighting up
not
the fantasy.
Not a whole lot to brag about in that league. Not a whole lot to brag about in that league. Here on the Fantasy Lowdown, we're taking your emails at webradio@patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the number to call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. A couple of other just news and notes to get to NFL-wise, fantasy football-wise, before we get back to the inbox, and the inbox is jam-packed right now. Quarterback situations. We touched on Philadelphia. Kevin Cobb will start for the Philadelphia Eagles. He came in. Boy, the Eagles have had a wild ride with a quarterback this year. He came in when Michael Vick got knocked senseless and had some ribcage injuries last week against Washington. And Cobb is definitely going to start this week, probably next week. But Andy Reid says that Michael Vick will return to the quarterback starting quarterback role when he's healthy. No reason to believe that guy. He may be right in this case, but there's no reason to believe him. So you got the dilemma now of do you trade for Kevin Cobb if you need a quarterback? Do you, if you're in an auction league, do you give up a ton of money for him? And it's a tough call. It's a tough call. I say I do it because I think that there's a decent chance that Cobb is going to be the quarterback still for the long run for Philly. Not sold on that, obviously. But I think there's a chance. I think I'd rather go for someone like Cobb, especially with all the weapons he has there, than when someone like Todd Collins becomes a starter. Which brings us to our next team, Chicago. Todd Collins, no relation, I don't think, to Kevin,
nope,
will start for Chicago this week with Jay Cutler injured. We saw what happened to Jay Cutler in that game the other night, and Chicago going to Carolina. Walpole's Todd Collins is the starting quarterback. He is a rebel.
Burnt orange.
Then we've got Arizona. Boy, you got to feel for Larry Fitzgerald at this point. Loses Kurt Warner. Loses Anquan Boldin. Breston's hurt. All this stuff. And now Max Hall is the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, you can't get much worse than what Derek Anderson has been. But Max Hall starting for them is the equivalent of Brian Hoyer starting for the Patriots in Week 5 last year. It is. Undrafted rookie free agent, only other quarterback on the roster. I'm not saying the team dynamics are identical, but I'm just saying, let's say Tom Brady got hurt in Week 4 last year. Tom Brady was going to get benched for performance. Let's say Tom Brady got hurt in Week 4 last year. Hoyer was the only other guy. Hoyer was going to be the starter. Now, you could argue, certainly, Hoyer jumping into a team with Randy Moss and Wes Welker, hey,
better situation.
Not a bad situation. Better than what Max Hall has now.
Here's a question, Bilo. Would you take present day going into this weekend on the Cardinals? Would you take Hoyer or Max Hall?
You mean if Brian Hoyer was on the Cardinals?
Yes.
If Brian Hoyer, well,
Given what we've seen from Hoyer,
yeah,
who do you think's the better quarterback, regardless of the team that's around?
Impossible for me to answer. I have no idea what Max Hall.
Just curious.
It could be that Max Hall, that the Cardinals brass and players think of Max Hall the way the Patriots do about Brian Hoyer, which to me, in my impressions, are They think very highly of him. They think he could step in. It's just so hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, so hard to say. I don't know. I haven't watched Max Hall. But the bottom line is, you know, in some leagues, depending on how deep the league is, maybe you're in a league that starts two quarterbacks. I've seen those before. I'm in one. You might want to take a stab at Max Hall, stash him on your roster. You just never know. I don't want Max Hall to be in my starting lineup this week. I don't want Max Hall against the defending Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints to be my starting quarterback this week. And then finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers are off this week, along with the Patriots, Dolphins, and Seahawks. But it looks like, for sure, Ben Roethlisberger will be the starter for them. I think they play Cleveland next week. So it'll be very interesting to see, when you look at rankings going into next week, where Ben Roethlisberger stands, playing against a bad team, but having not played yet this year. Back to the inbox we go. Mikey Vandalism. This, I believe, is a new emailer to our show. Mikey Vandalism. What's up, B-Low? I'd like your premium evaluation of my fantasy roster. Do you think I lack a big play receiver? Also, should I try and pick up a more formidable backup running back? My roster is as follows. A points per reception league. All right. Quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Brett Favre, the two Randy Moss quarterbacks this year. Wide receivers, Wes Welker, Eddie Royal, and Mike Wallace. Running backs, Adrian Peterson, Rashard Mendenhall, Javid Best. Flex, Braylon Edwards. Tight end, Vernon Davis. Kicker, Steven Gostkowski. Defense, New York Jets.
Sounds like a freaking all-star team.
I'll tell you what. First glance here, you don't have much of a hole. Yeah.
No.
Do you lack a big play receiver? Yeah. Welker, Royal, Wallace.
He drafted well, though.
You drafted pretty well. No big play guy, but solid guys. And we haven't even gotten to his bench yet, Kevin. His bench, QB Sam Bradford, third quarterback. Wide receivers, Mike Williams of Tampa, Mark Clayton, Lance Moore, Brandon Tate. Running backs, Mike Bell and Danny Woodhead, tight end Aaron Hernandez.
Wow.
Also, since I'm a huge Patriots fan, I have a lot of Pats. Is it going to hurt me having so many Patriots on my fantasy team? Thanks below. Well, Mikey, your team is pretty stacked. I hope you're at least 3-1, if not 4-0 right now. Here's what I'd say. Quarterback, listen, if you're able to keep three quarterbacks on your roster, Brady, Favre, Bradford, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Some weeks, you're going to want to start Favre. Some weeks, you'll want to start Brady. This week, obviously, the Patriots have a bye. You're going to start Favre. Now, as far as wide receivers go, Welker, Royal, Wallace. Welker takes a bit of a hit with the Moss trade. Eddie Royal, good player. That Denver offense, though, between Royal and Gaffney and Brandon Lloyd, it seems like each week someone else is their leading receiver. Hard to predict Eddie Royal. And then Mike Wallace, I've got to say that his stock improves with Ben Roethlisberger returning. But I really am a big fan of Mark Clayton this year, who you have on your bench. I think Brandon Tate's arrow is pointing up. I think Mike Williams hasn't been all that productive. He's expendable, but he's decent to have his depth. And then Lance Moore has scored big touchdowns the last couple of weeks.
Sure has.
He's not a bad guy to have. Running back, you know, Mike Bell and Danny Woodhead on your bench, you don't really need either one of those two. But Adrian Peterson, Rashard Mendenhall, a great 1-2. Mendenhall has a bye this week. Javid Best, if healthy, should be okay. Braylon Edwards, you've got as well. You know, he's all right. Vernon Davis, great tight end. Gostkowski, New York Jets, D, all good. Is it going to hurt you having so many Patriots on your fantasy team? Well, listen, Tom Brady, you want on your team. No problem there. Wes Welker, you want on your team. You'd rather him be your number two wideout, but he's not bad as a number one. And then Brandon Tate, worth having. Aaron Hernandez, worth having. I just don't think the arrow is pointing up on Aaron Hernandez. So, Mikey, I think you're in pretty good shape here. Really good shape, in fact. If you have an opportunity, you ask, should you try to pick up a more formidable backup running back? Well, yeah, I mean, listen, once Minnesota and Pittsburgh both have their bye weeks, which is after this week, then barring injury, Peterson and Mendenhall are an unbelievable 1-2, and then Javid Best is a very good 3. You could probably do better than Danny Woodhead and Mike Bell, but roll with who you got right now. I would say you could probably cut Mike Williams if need be and pick up a running back, but you're in good shape. Mikey, thank you very much. I feel like you might be a first-time emailer, and we appreciate that. Okay, email from Matt. I'm in a 12-team point-per-reception league, and his lineup, the locks, it looks like the players that he's got locked into his lineup, excuse me, are Tony Romo at quarterback, Frank Gore at running back, JerMichael Finley at tight end. And then he lists wide receiver, and flex with some holes. So here are his options. For wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin, Mark Clayton, Michael Crabtree, Jabbar Gaffney. And then also running back and flex, he's got Mike Tolbert, Ryan Terrain, LeSean McCoy. What do you think? Well, I think Jeremy Maclin is a pretty good bet. I like Mark Clayton a lot. Not sold on Michael Crabtree this year. And Gaffney's had a pretty good year, a really good year, including one huge game. But like I said about Eddie Royal earlier, I hesitate to use any of those Denver wideouts because it seems like every week it's someone else getting the most targets, and the other guys kind of fall off to the wayside a little bit. So you've got some depth there, but sort of like the last emailer, you don't have a breakout guy. If you need to start two, I'd probably go Clayton and Maclin. Typically, with Crabtree, you know, certainly in the mix, and Gaffney on the fence about him for this week in particular. I like Clayton against Detroit. Maclin against San Fran, not a bad option. And then as far as your running backs, you know, I think you're definitely, for your flex, you're going to go with one of these running backs. And I think, listen, this week, I think it's Ryan Terrain. Ryan Terrain, it's looking more and more like Clinton Portis not only is going to be out for a month or so, he might be done. Might be done in Washington, might be done for good. He's been around a while. And you know how it works with running backs. You start getting to around 30 injuries, you're in rough shape. And you think about Washington comes in with Portis, Willie Parker, Larry Johnson. None of them now are in the mix for Washington. Ryan Terrain, young guy, up and coming, in the mix. Washington hosting Green Bay. You know, Green Bay a decent defense, but they're very low ranked this year in the run. I think Ryan Terrain's your guy this week. Mike Tolbert, very intriguing guy because you wonder where Ryan Matthews stands. Matthews got hurt early in the season, week two I think it was, missed a game, was slowed last week. Tolbert has been scoring and getting more of the touches. Definitely got to consider him at Oakland this week. I'd say of those three, and you mentioned McCoy with a rib injury, I would go Terrain in your flex spot there. Thank you very much, Matt. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline. Couple of other notes. I mentioned the Terrain Portis situation. Definitely Ryan Terrain. If he's still available in the waiver wire in your league, go get him. Same with Tolbert. Absolutely same with Tolbert. Go get those guys. Worst thing that happens, like in the Tolbert case, is that Ryan Matthews picks up the slack, becomes the number one guy, and you end up cutting Tolbert. But for right now, you got to go with him. Denver running back situation. Listen, we got to talk about that. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, when Lawrence Maroney got traded, I predicted here that he's going to be a guy to consider in fantasy this year. He's going to get touches. Moreno banged up. Buckhalter banged up and not a lot of trust in him. And, hey, listen, through 2 weeks, I guess I was right that he's gotten the carries. But talk about doing nothing with those carries. What was his line the other night was something like 12 carries for 5 yards?
Yeah, 11 carries, 5 yards. The first four went for like negative 7.
Well, I saw that he had one carry for 8 yards, which meant he had 10 carries for minus 3. Just unheard of numbers. So if you ran out and got Lawrence Maroney on the waiver wire a couple weeks ago, sorry if I steered you the wrong way, because I cannot imagine that Maroney's going to get more chances there. However, we should note, Denver's running game clearly stinks. Last in the league, and you wonder if it's the line, if it's the scheme, what it is. If they can get that fixed up, then maybe Maroney's worth keeping hanging on to. But right now, get rid of him. Talked about the Marshawn Lynch trade. Brought that up early on in the show. And here's the thing. I think it's huge for Fred Jackson. Absolutely huge for Fred Jackson. That is not a passing offense. Ryan Fitzpatrick maybe has held his own. That's going to be a running team. And they play in Buffalo. Keep that in mind. They play in Buffalo. Cold weather. Fred Jackson is a key guy to have over the course of the season. And I've had C.J. Spiller on one of my teams, and I've kind of stashed him away. I still have a little bit of hope that they're going to work him more in the mix. So I'd hang on to C.J. Spiller here, too, with this Marshawn Lynch trade. I think he's going to be okay. Then from the Seattle standpoint, I'm not sold on Marshawn Lynch. I think he's definitely worth having now. He's going to be their lead back. And Justin Forsett, obviously a big arrow down for Forsett now. A sort of an under-the-radar underwhelming starting running back option for an NFL team. And now they have Marshawn Lynch. I think they're going to use him. I think Lynch will be their main guy. I just don't think he's going to be all that productive. I really don't. Not all that sold on him. But listen, that could be, you know, he's worth having on your team. Keep him if you had him on already. I'd hesitate to trade for him. I'd hesitate to give up a lot in a trade for him. And, you know, we'll see how that, what kind of effect he has on the Seattle Seahawks offense. Gustavo in Porto Alegre, Brazil, becoming one of our weekly emailers. He says, hey, B-Low, two questions. Do you think I can trust Schaub as a starter this week since my other QB is Michael Vick? Or should I pick someone like Matt Ryan? I already have Wes Welker. Should I go pick up Brandon Tate as well? My other wide receivers are Jennings, Marshall, and Bolden. Thanks again, Gustavo. Well, Gustavo, my eyebrows are raised when I read your first question. Should I pick someone like Matt Ryan? Is Matt Ryan available on the waiver wire? That wouldn't make much sense to me. If you have an opportunity to trade for Matt Ryan, sure, but Matt Schaub is a weekly guy, a weekly number one guy. And they host the New York Giants this week. The Giants have one of the top pass defenses in the league, but Matt Schaub is an every week guy. Matt Schaub is one of those handful of quarterbacks. If he's on your team and you bench him and he explodes, you'll be kicking yourself. Yes, pick up another quarterback. See who's on your waiver wire. Maybe make a low-level trade. My fear for you, though, Gustavo, is if Matt Ryan's a guy that you're looking to pick up in a trade, you're going to end up giving up more than you might be giving up what he's worth, but more than what he's worth to your team because you have Schaub. Whenever the week is that Houston has a bye, listen, maybe Vic will be healthy, or maybe you can pick up someone else on the waiver wire. Maybe, you know, maybe a Bruce Gradkowski that week will have a good matchup, whatever the case may be. If you can pick up Matt Ryan on the waiver wire, your league has some issues, but do it. If you have to trade for him, I'd say probably not. And then as far as your wide receiver question, you've got Greg Jennings, Brandon Marshall, Anquan Boldin, and Wes Welker. Yeah, if you've got a spot in your roster for Brandon Tate and you've got an expendable running back, let's say, you've got to get rid of a guy, absolutely Brandon Tate deserves to be on a team in every fantasy league. You're four deep at wide receiver. Those are four pretty good, reliable wide receivers. Welker, Jennings, Marshall, Bolden. You don't need Tate. But if you can pick him up and maybe trade him, or pick him up, trade Welker, and still be four deep, that's an option for you. That's an option for you. I wouldn't hesitate to pick up Brandon Tate. You know, you've got good wideouts. You don't need him, but he could be helpful for you down the road. Thank you very much, Gustavo. We are going to get to Jeremy soon. Jeremy has an email, and it's a doozy, but I want to give him due time. Jeremy has a great email coming, but we're gonna get to him in a moment. Cormac emails us again. Sorry for emailing in mid-show. Sent you an email earlier asking about trades, but actually I went ahead since the email and made two big trades. How about that? Within the hour of the Fantasy Lowdown, our emailers are making trades.
News breaking all over the place today.
Yeah, you have a breaking news jingle?
I don't think so.
Nah, that's too bad. Anyways.
I do have this, though.
What do you got?
It's one of my favorites, people.
Close enough. Now, Cormac doesn't tell us exactly what the trades are, but try to follow along with me. His team, as of this morning, quarterbacks Rivers and Flacco. Running backs Foster, Green, Bradshaw, Lynch. Wide receivers Moss, Macklin, Crabtree, Harvin. Tight end Keller. Now, here's his team. Quarterbacks, Rivers and Flacco, status quo. Running backs, Foster, Charles, Thomas, and Lynch. So he's gotten rid of Green, he's gotten rid of Bradshaw, he's brought in Charles and Thomas. Shaky right there, but let's see what the wide receivers are. Moss, Reggie Wayne, Crabtree, and Macklin. So basically, and tight end Cooley. So it looks like he traded Green. Not necessarily all in one trade, but Green, Bradshaw, Harvin, and Keller for Reggie Wayne, Jamal Charles, Pierre Thomas, Chris Cooley. On balance, I'm going to give you the edge. Bottom line, Reggie Wayne is the best player among all those players. You got the best player in that deal. I think your tight end, Keller, Cooley, pretty much a toss-up. Running back, you took a bit of a hit, I think. Pierre Thomas is injured. Jamal Charles, question mark. But then again, you traded Bradshaw, who's banged up. Sean Green, who splits carries with LaDainian Tomlinson. But I think your upgrade at wide receiver is pretty good. Harvin's not bad. You got rid of Harvin. He's pretty good. But that's not bad. Basically, he says, I'm pretty happy with the way the trades have gone. I now have my two elite wide receiver spots covered. Sure do. Moss and Wayne. I perhaps took a hit at tight end. Do you think I should look to upgrade my running back two spot or my tight end, or just sit on it for now? Witten is available on waivers. Should I take him and drop Cooley? Oof.
What in God's name kind of league are you in when Witten is on waivers?
Yeah, Witten is on waivers. Looks
send
like
me to Ireland.
Maybe Matt Ryan's on waivers. Well, they're just trying to learn the game. They're learning the NFL. If we were
that's my home. That's my motherland, Bilo.
Huh, that's true. Well, you know, go talk to them yourself.
I should go there and just start putting inordinate amounts of money on my fantasy football team.
Not a bad idea. Should you upgrade at running back? You know, Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, and then Pierre Thomas when healthy. You could get by with that. Sure, you could use an upgrade. But I think you go into a week with Foster and Lynch, you might be okay. I think you go into a week with Foster and Charles, you might be okay. When Houston has a bye, you might have an issue. Yeah, go get Witten. Sure, of course you go get Witten if he's available. You maybe try to get Witten without cutting Chris Cooley and have Witten and Cooley at least through all the bye weeks. That's not bad to have. But, you know, yeah, go get Witten. Go get Witten, Cormac. Great stuff. Thanks for emailing in mid-show. You can do that anytime. Paul in London. Hey, Brian, hope all is well on what is always a quiet bye week in Foxborough. Yeah, right. Nothing quiet around here. A few trade questions this week before my stardom sit-em questions. In my 18-team league, 18 teams, whew, pretty deep, I traded Braylon Edwards, Bruce Gradkowski, and Cadillac Williams for Ben-Jarvis Green Ellis and Kyle Orton and picked up Nate Burleson in my spare slot. Good deal or bad deal? You know, I would say that that is a pretty good deal for you, I think.
We got to go to Europe. We got to play in Europe.
It's a pretty good deal for you without knowing who else you have a quarterback. Oh, well, you know, then he says, I've been offered Matt Hasselbeck for Alex Smith. Good deal or bad deal? Well, let's get to the original deal. Braylon Edwards, Gradkowski, Cadillac Williams for Ben-Jarvis Green Ellis and Kyle Orton. At running back, I'd rather have Green Ellis right now than Cadillac Williams. So right there, upgrade. At quarterback, I definitely would rather have Kyle Orton than Bruce Gradkowski. Upgrade.
Yep.
Then the Braylon Edwards, Nate Burleson situation, downgrade. Definitely a downgrade. But the question is the upgrade at quarterback and running back big enough to spare Braylon Edwards? Personally, I'm not sold on Braylon Edwards. I think that's a problem situation. I think he's gonna be more of a problem with Santonio Holmes, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not high on Braylon Edwards from a fantasy standpoint. I think you overall made a pretty good deal. You just might need to make some more maneuvering at wide receiver. Now, keep in mind, I like Ben-Jarvis Green Ellis. I think he's going to be productive for this team. But that's a week-to-week situation. When Fred Taylor's healthy running the ball, Green Ellis takes a big hit.
Big if, though, Bilo.
Big if.
Big if.
Big if. But even when Taylor's not healthy, I don't think we're going to be able to go into any game knowing that Ben-Jarvis Green Ellis is going to be the guy. Or if he is the guy, he still might not get a ton of carries. And then Kyle Orton's numbers have been pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. He's got some weapons. That's a good deal. Real quick, some stardom or sit-em. Alex Smith, Kyle Orton, or Matt Hasselbeck? Orton has the Ravens, but the other two look inconsistent. Good point on Orton with the Ravens. Now, your Matt Hasselbeck, Alex Smith.
Smith looks awful. I just dumped him.
Yeah, I'd rather have Hasselbeck.
He looked like garbage.
Yeah, I'd rather have Hasselbeck. So as far as those guys for this week, I don't like Smith against Philly.
Nope.
Hasselbeck has a bye. You're going Orton this week. Even though they're playing Baltimore, that's definitely your best
option. Gotta roll the dice.
Do I dare start Jamal Charles and the McCluster Bomb this week in the same team? Or do I start Dez Bryant or Donald Brown in a flex spot instead? I really worry about the Kansas City offense this week. I worry about Kansas City team in general this week. You might want to not start McCluster.
Because they're most likely going to be thrown because they're going to be behind.
Yeah, they'll be behind. But I don't like either guy. But if you've got to start Charles, sure. Don't like Donald Brown.
Nope.
Dez Bryant, Dallas against Tennessee. Yeah, I don't mind him. Don't mind him. All right, two from D'Angelo Williams, Javid Best, Darren McFadden, Felix Jones. I'm thinking of putting one up for trade, probably McFadden, to get a decent wide receiver. McFadden is hurt. Keep that in mind. D'Angelo Williams, Javid Best, those are your best bets.
Yeah, I straight up dropped Felix Jones because that running game in Dallas isn't doing anything to begin with, and yeah. he's behind Barber anyway, so it's just, what's the point?
Then we get, missed the email here. Okay, we've got Flacco or Schaub. Flacco home against Denver, Schaub home against the Giants. Give me Schaub. I just think he's the better quarterback.
Obviously.
Mercedes Lewis or Vasante Shanko, Jacksonville at Buffalo.
That's
or
boy,
Shanko.
D-Lo.
Lewis?
Lewis, your boy.
I do like Lewis. Underrated sleeper for this year. Give me Lewis, slight edge over Shanko. Slight edge. And then two from Javid Best, Frank Gore, Felix Jones, Jamal Charles. Best and Gore, no doubt about it. Paul, thank you very much. Okay, this email now is from Craig. Hi, Below. Just wanted to hear what you think of my team named I Hate the Jets. I'll give you my starting lineup, even though some of them are on bye weeks. I picked up Kolb with Big Ben on the bench just in case, but since have dropped Cobb for McNabb. I also have good running backs, but due debt at the position, there isn't anyone better to pick up. So I guess I should just hope they keep healthy. Normal scoring except 6 points for passing TDs, no negative points for points scored against. All right, Donovan McNabb at quarterback. Adrian Peterson, Ronnie Brown at running back. Donald Driver, Miles Austin at wide receiver. Vernon Davis at tight end. Donald Driver at wide receiver, tight end. I don't think you can start the same guy twice, Craig. You might want to check on that. Gostkowski, kicker. You're going to drop him for the bye week. Defense, Chicago. Then on your bench, John Kuhn, Vernon Davis, Ben Roethlisberger, Johnny Knox, Brandon Tate. My question is, what should I do for the backup running back situation? All bye weeks for starting running backs finished after this week. Do you think Roethlisberger will be good right away when he returns? Thanks, Craig. Roethlisberger will be good when he returns. They're playing Cleveland. Will he be good every week? I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it. I think Roethlisberger's a good guy to have. Now, your wide receiver tight end spot, first of all, make sure you just get Vernon Davis in there. You've got Donald Driver listed twice. You probably just made a mistake on your email. Just get Vernon Davis in there. So what should you do for the backup running back spot? You got Peterson, you got Brown. Like you said, you're going to have both those guys be done with their byes. You know, John Kuhn is not a bad guy to have this week. Not great, though. But Ryan Terrain, Mike Tolbert, those are your key guys. You know, other possibilities, if Fred Jackson happens to be available, go for it. How about Corey Ivory? If Corey Ivory of New Orleans is available and Pierre Thomas doesn't play, he's not a bad guy to have. So you've got some options there. And also monitor Philadelphia. If a guy like Mike Bell is there because LeSean McCoy isn't playing, you've got some options there. So you're in decent shape. And if you need to start John Kuhn, he could score for you. Just get Vernon Davis in there, will you, Craig? Thank you very much for the email. Now we've got Jesse. Hey, guys, and don't worry.
Uncle Jesse?
Jeremy, we're going to get to you in a moment. Uncle Jesse. I don't know. He might be an uncle. Hey, guys, this is Jesse from Maui. Love the show, listen all the time, but first time writing in. I have one question. Since Brady is on a bye week, who should I start this week at QB? Favre or Fitzpatrick? Listen, Jesse, thank you for emailing. Thank you for listening. You don't need me to answer that question for you. Brett Favre this week or Ryan Fitzpatrick? You're going to start Brett Favre every week, but especially this week. He's going to throw to Randy Moss. They're going to be productive, even on the road against the Jets. Start Brett Favre. Thank you very much for the email.
You kidding me?
Now we get to Jeremy. Jeremy, who of course bought us lunch today. Much appreciated, Jeremy.
He gets the good music.
He deserves the good music. Here on the Fantasy Lowdown, as we wind down, here is Jeremy, the owner of the Carlisle Indian School. That's his team name. Hey, Brian, hope you like your lunch. I'm blatantly bribing you to read my somewhat lengthy email. Pizza works. Let me just tell you that, Kevin.
Yeah. Was it good?
Pizza was delicious.
It was delicious.
Delicious.
Maybe
barbecue I'll chicken it pizza. It was delicious. I went and upgraded my notoriously poor wide receiver core. Traded my backup quarterback and tight end, Kyle Orton and Chris Cooley, as well as Steve Smith of Carolina for Randy Moss. I made the deal over the weekend prior to the Moss to Minnesota trade. My starting lineup now is Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, Moss, Floyd, and Knox at wide receiver, Michael Turner and Arian Foster at running back, Jermichael Finley at tight end, Neil Rackers kicker, defense, Pittsburgh. Bench consists of no quarterback, Tampa's Mike Williams at running back, wide receiver, Snelling, Moreno, and the law firm at running back, and no tight end. You're stacked, Jeremy.
Yep.
You don't need to bribe me.
Good shape.
You made a great trade right there.
And I think Moss's value is going to go up.
That's Moss's value goes up. You've got some really, really high caliber guys here. Maybe, you know, the only exception is your number two wide receiver. You got Floyd Knox, but let's get to his email here. For a 12-team league, I'm now stacked. Yeah, you are. My record is 3-1, and I'm 25 points ahead of the next best team. But I gave up all of my depth to get Moss, so I need help filling my roster due to the 3-for-1 trade and covering the buys this week. I picked up Chicago's defense versus Carolina, since Pittsburgh has a bye. Also picked up Michael Bush. However, I have no backup at quarterback. Rodgers doesn't have a bye until week 10, and my plan was to pick up his backup, Matt Flynn, if Rodgers were ever injured. Foster and Turner have byes in week 7 and 8. I'm hoping Moreno will be healthy by then. I think Bush is expendable and could use that spot for something else. I agree with just about everything he said there, except for Matt Flynn. Listen, Rodgers, by the time Rodgers has his bye week, you'll find someone else if you need to. You'll make a trade. Don't get Matt Flynn. I don't think you need to worry about Matt Flynn. And if Rodgers does go down, yeah, it's a risk. Don't get Matt Flynn. Here are his choices. You do want to get a backup quarterback. His choices are Favre, Sean Hill, Garrard, or Freeman. Favre is still on waivers. He was dropped just before Moss was traded to Minnesota, and I'm number 3 out of 12 in the waiver priority. Is that too much to give up for Favre? Listen, try to get Favre. I mean, Favre would be a great backup for your team. But I think Sean Hill isn't a bad backup. I think David Garrard, shaky. But I'd go get Favre, but I would settle for Hill, too. Wide receivers, not much to choose from. Cribs, Bess, or Kenny Britt. Go get Britt. I like Kenny Britt a lot. You got holes to fill. Kenny Britt, I think, can be a very good wide receiver. He's not going to be your number 2, but he could be very good. Devon Bess doesn't play the Patriots every week, so he's a shaky guy week to week. And Josh Cribbs, just don't like that offense. And then finally, tight ends. I rarely have a backup tight end on my roster. Mercedes Lewis, Tony Moiaki, or Benjamin Watson. You know, if your philosophy is not to have a backup tight end, I buy it. You've got JerMichael Finley. He, like Aaron Rodgers, doesn't have a bye until week 10. You can pick someone up that week if need be. Among those three, and I like all three to some degree, I'd go Lewis, then Watson, then Moiaki. Watson, like I said about Cribs, I don't like that offense, but Watson is their most targeted receiver. That, you know, whoever's throwing the ball, like I said about Moss and Favre, if Favre throws picks, that doesn't matter for Moss if you have him on your team. Same thing with Watson. So I don't disagree with you. Don't worry about a backup tight end, but if you need one, go Lewis, then Watson, then Moiaki. Hey, Jeremy, thank you for buying lunch today. Thank you for your email, and thank you everyone for your emails. So to recap, Moss, arrow up. Favre, arrow up. Percy Harvin, arrow up. Patriots, Tom Brady, arrow even. Wes Welker, slightly arrow down. Brandon Tate, arrow up. Marshawn Lynch, even. Fred Jackson, arrow way up. Two big trades in the NFL, and when there's big trades in the NFL, they're big trades in fantasy as well. So we appreciate everyone chiming in with their emails on this week number 5 edition of the Fantasy Lowdown. You can email us anytime during the week, webradio@patriots.com. We will get to your email the next time we come to you, which is every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern here on patriots.com. Of course, we're always available as a podcast on patriots.com. Thanks to all the emailers. Thank you very much, Kevin, behind the glass. Thanks to all of you for listening in on this edition of the Fantasy Lowdown.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.